You have to help me, Jesse. You have to help me say these things.
Jesse stood and walked over to her and put one arm around her shoulders. She stiffened, but she didn't move. You're human, sissy, Jesse said. Humans do things that they're ashamed of. They get in trouble. They need help. I don't want to get too dramatic here, but that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to help you when you get in trouble. Sissy nodded slowly, her arms still folded, his arms still around her shoulder.
I have been married to Hasty for 27 years, Sissy said softly. I don't know if I love him. Sometimes I don't even know if I like him, but we've been together so long. I think Hasty likes sex. I know I do, but somehow we don't seem to like it with each other. I feel very stiff and cold and awkward having sex with Hasty. The longer we have been together, the odder he has become. All this business with Freedom's Horseman, she shook her head, it occupies him more and more every year. I've needed sex. And I guess there's something very wrong with me. Some of the kind of sex I needed.
No reason right now to decide if there's something wrong with what you needed, Jesse said.
I know. I tell myself that. I took a series of lovers. Some of them were nice, normal men who were happy to do nice, normal things with me. I actually met JoJo through Hasty. He came to the house one day. He and Hasty talked business in the den, and I brought them some beer. The way JoJo looked at me, it was like he knew. I could feel his look go right through my clothes, right through everything I pretended to be. I knew he saw me, and I let him know I knew.
She was still standing stiffly, but she had allowed her head to rest lightly against Jesse's shoulder.
He wasn't the first man, but he was the worst one, Sissy said. And the worse he was, the worse I was.
She stopped talking and seemed to be thinking about her badness.
The pictures, Jesse said. They were my idea. I like being that way, and I like to see myself that way.
So why did he go public now?
I think he's mad at Hasty, she said.
About what?
They had some kind of business deal that went badly. Hasty blamed JoJo.
Sissy turned in against Jesse and put her face into his chest. Whatever was coming slow. Finally, she spoke again. Her voice muffled against his chest.
JoJo killed Tammy Portugal.
There, Jesse thought. Sissy kept her face buried in his jacket. She was hanging on to him as if she might blow away if she let go.
He used to tell me how he did it.
How he killed Tammy?
Yes.
She began to sob against him. Big, paroxysmal sobs, her body heaving. She said something he couldn't understand. What did you say? She shook her head. No, you've come this far, Jesse said, and we're still okay. You can say it. I can hear it.
I liked hearing about it,
she said, gasping the words out between sobs.
And he knew I wouldn't tell anyone because then I'd have to tell how I knew.
Jesse was silent for a moment, patting her shoulder gently. He had hold, finally, of the grotesque animal he'd been hunting, and he would have to pull it, snarling and vicious, slowly out of its hole. He didn't know yet how big an animal it was going to be. I'm going to have to ask you to testify, Jesse said. She nodded her head against him, her body shaking. He held her. The sobbing went on for a long time. He patted her gently. My God, Jojo will kill me. Jojo will be in jail.